Welcome to What's Your Story Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Story. On this pod, I sit down with people of color leaders to understand how they've been able to use their superpowers to make an impact on our world. And I do it one story at a time. On this week's pod, I'm going to switch it up a little bit and break away from sitting with someone and hearing their story. And what I want to do is recognize Mother's Day here in the U.S. and really celebrate all the moms out there. I think that most of us would agree that moms have amazing stories to tell. And when I started the podcast, my hypothesis was we all have these superpowers that we've developed from our unique lived experiences. And moms are superheroes, no matter, you know, they've been a mom for a day, they've been a mom for 20, 30, 40, 50, however many years, they all are superpowers. They have superpowers and they are superheroes. And for me, I've really benefited from having amazing moms in my life. You know, I think about my wife, Rebecca, who is Mother of the Year and does so many things I can't even comprehend how she has the energy, the time, the wherewithal, the ideas, the spirit to accomplish what she does for our girls. I think about my mother-in-law, Maria, and how she even to this day is helping us raise our girls and showing up not only for her kids, but for her grandkids. I think about my sisters, Kelly and Monique, and how even in their own unique ways, how they're raising kids and being able to help guide the next generation. My stepmom and Sandy, and I think about my aunts, and I think about my cousins, and all these women that have had such an impact, not only on my life, but on their kids' lives. And even those that I didn't get a chance to spend a lot of time with, my grandmothers, that I've heard the stories and I have these mental pictures of what they were able to really do for my parents. And then, you know, my friends that are mothers, it's amazing to kind of watch their journeys as we've grown up and we've taken on these new responsibilities. And then, you know, even my coworkers and how they show up in the work environment and bringing that skill set from home into the work environment and just seeing how they're able to keep their kids on a certain trajectory. I just, you know, there's no shortage just of amazing moms in my network. And I just feel that I wanted to take a second, take a beat, and just really recognize what they all have been doing. And then I'm sure there's so many moms in your life that are having amazing impacts. And so hopefully today and throughout the year, we're able to celebrate them and give them their flowers and tell them how much they mean to us. But the one I didn't mention was my mom. And I wanted to spend the majority of this episode really celebrating what I learned from her. For those of you that don't know, my mom passed last year. And so this is my second Mother's Day without her. And I think that I've had a lot of time to reflect and try to really pull out what are those things that she was teaching me when she wasn't teaching me? What are those things that she was guiding me when I didn't realize I thought I was making the decisions and I thought I was the one that was putting myself in the right position, but it was really her being able to set up the environment, set up the circumstances, her to teach me the lessons when I probably wasn't listening. I probably wasn't taking a full view of what and how she was putting her input on who I was surrounding myself with. What opportunities was I signing up for? What steps were I taking? And, you know, realizing that she kind of cleared the way for me to take those steps. And it's really, truly been, it's been humbling. It's also been sad. It's also been inspiring. It's been a range of emotions that I've spent the last 14 months or so really trying to have that reflective view. And the one thing I can say is that she's had an outsized impact on who I am. And I don't think that's a surprise to anyone. I think we all recognize that our mothers and our parents in general, just the things they do for us as we get older, we realize that it's amazing how they're able to show up for us and provide for us in ways that we didn't realize during the time. But for me, I want to think about what are three things that she was able to teach me that weren't directly sitting down and telling me, hey, you need to think about this or hey, you need to do that. So the first one was she was really big on you have to do what you say and make your words mean something. And so for me, this came to life. I was in my freshman year of undergrad at Washington University in St. Louis. And I went into school wanting to be a computer engineering major. And that's what I signed up for. It was largely driven by my mom was into computers, my dad was in computers. And so it just felt like that was a family business and I should go do that. And when I got to school, the computer engineering is basically a blend of electrical engineering and computer science. And as I was being exposed to the major, I was taking classes in both disciplines. But over time, I realized the computer science, which was more the programming, the software building, it was way more exciting for me. It was way more interesting to me. Whereas the electrical engineering was much more about the hardware. And like we're an electrical lab and we're dealing with resistors and capacitors and we're thinking about how do you build these machines. And if I was honest, I just didn't have any interest in it. I probably wasn't very good at it to begin with as well. And so I was like, why am I doing this degree where I like half of the classes, but I don't like the other half? And so as any college freshman does, I called my mom and I said, yeah, so I think next year I'm going to change my major and I'm going to move into computer science. And I know how my mom works. I had done a little bit of homework and I said, these classes will transfer. The classes I've already taken, they will still count as electives. And, I'll still graduate in 4 years. I'm just going to change my major. It felt like it was going to be a pretty straightforward conversation. And I don't remember her exact words, but if I was paraphrased, she's like, that sounds good. You can do computer science and computer engineering. And at the time, I didn't get it. I was like, what? Why would I do both? Like that makes no sense. And I think what she was really teaching me in that moment is not that it mattered whether or not I did computer science, computer engineering, or whatever, but it mattered that I did what I said I was going to do. And I said I wanted to do computer engineering. And ultimately, in the grand scheme of things, it didn't really matter what the degree was, but what mattered is what it required me to do what I said I was going to do and what I wanted to do. And that's something I think that's left an imprint on me throughout life, because pretty much I went through the rest of the 4 years where I had to take multiple classes, more than what I would have for one of the degrees. And because I had to take an increased workload, there were certain classes I had to pass. I had to, get the credit when I got it, because if I didn't, it was going to throw me off course. And I didn't have any capacity for being off course because it literally mapped out my next 3 years of course load. And it made me operate at a certain pace. It made me operate at a certain clip that really showed me what it was like to go after, again, what you said you were going to do and also what you say you want. And I don't know that I gave her the credit for it in the moment. I was kind of, upset. And I was like, why would she doesn't get it. She doesn't understand. But those lessons that I learned in that brief amount of time, it really taught me how to do what you said you're going to do. And if you want to go do something else, then you got to figure it out. And again, it's not something she told me at the time. She didn't say, this is a lesson you're going to need later in life. She just said, you said you were going to do that, so do it. And if you want to do the other thing, you can do the other thing. And so it really showed me the power of your words and power of what making sure your word matters. The second one, and this is something that showed up throughout my entire life. And I think a lot of us see our parents as our biggest fans. They're the first for your first love. They're your first person that's cheering for you. They're, the loudest cheerleader. And I think as their biggest fan, you have to show up and be in the stands. And I mean that both literally and figuratively. When I grew up, I had a love for basketball. And I got the bug of basketball around 7th or 8th grade. And I wasn't very good. But I really, really, really enjoyed it. And so because I enjoyed it, my mom really supported me going after it. So she, helped me get into basketball camps and she helped me, get extra time with coaches and all those type of things. Because at the time I was growing up with a single mother that had a full-time job. There were two of us in the household. And I can't imagine how she was navigating getting me to these places and getting me the extra support I needed for this passion that I had, but I actually wasn't very good at. But she actually helped me get to the point where I got pretty good, at least from a high school level, and ultimately kept playing throughout my entire high school career and played recreationally after. But what was interesting is that every game, she showed up. And no matter where it was, no matter what time it was, she showed up. And I remember distinctly there was one game where she was late. And we were just about to jump the ball. You know, I'm walking on the court. I'm doing, you know, your usual getting loose, getting ready and warm ups. So I'm looking up into the stands and she's not there. I'm like, okay. It's time's getting closer to tip off. I'm like, hey, where is she? And ultimately she wasn't there at the jump ball. We started the game, but she ended up getting there, I think between like the first and the second quarter. And she just had run into traffic and was late or what have you. But that's the only time throughout my career played 150, 200 games that she wasn't there and she wasn't in the stands cheering. And for me, just knowing that she prioritized that, and we actually talked about it after the fact, and when I had her on the episode, I just wondered, like, how did she do that? And she said it was something that she actually talked to her team and her manager about, that when the season started, she gave them the calendar of these are the games, these are the times, and she said, I'm going to need to leave for this amount of time, and if I need to come back, I will, but these are non-negotiables. And she prioritized that showing up for me and being that biggest fan throughout all those moments. And she continued doing that throughout life. And as I think about, you know, when I got my first house and I had a housewarming, she was there. And when, you know, I got married, she was there. And, you know, our youngest was born. And as anybody that's had kids know, you don't know when it's going to come and you don't know, you know, what are the circumstances, what's going to happen. And she literally just came out and she stayed with us. And she's like, I'll stay out of your way. But she wanted to be there to see the birth of her grandchild. And she actually did that for all the grandkids. And it was just something that she really, again, being that fan, she wanted to be in the stands. And as she was getting a little bit sicker and as things were progressing, I was actually having to go out to her and I was having to go sit with her and be with her, not only just to as caretaker, but, you know, obviously to have those moments. And it just so happened that one of the times she needed me to come out, it was running up against, I was actually going to receive an award from Afrotech, Changemaker Leadership Award. And I told her that, you know, oh, I need to be here for this award, but I can come. And you know what, you know, maybe I don't go and I just come spend time with you and be there with you, because we had to do some doctor stuff and we were doing some things in her house to make it easier for her to get around. And I went and she said, you go get that award. And for me, that was another time where she was showing up in the stands for me. And she was being that fan. She was being that cheerleader, because she knew that I had earned something. She knew that they were going to celebrate me. And I think that just knowing that she continued to show up for me, even when she couldn't show up. And it just reminded me that, like, I had to show up for her in many of the last few years that we had together and had to be there. And you know, that meant I had to miss certain things at home. That meant I had to, you know, through the work and through the podcast and through all these things, I had to work around. And the fact that I was able to get just a sampling or a piece of what she had to do for me for all those years, it just really shows me an appreciation for being the biggest fan and making sure that you're in the stands so that you can cheer them on. And I think that's something that I've taken forward and I want to do with our girls. And I want to make sure that, you know, we just started gymnastics and, you know, first practice, I'm there, I'm cheering you on. And, you know, I want to be the face you see when you look up and to know, hey, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to compete. I'm ready to show up and show out. And so that's something that it may seem small, but it had an outsized impact on me. It had outsized impact on my understanding of what does it mean to be that parent? What does it mean to be that support system that's always there? And then lastly, you know, she was a hard worker. I think that was evident from as early as I can remember, just the way she approached work, the way she approached life. She worked really hard. There was never a time when you could say, oh, she didn't do her best. And there's probably times where she felt I didn't do my best or I didn't, you know, live up to my full capacity. But what I realized is that she wasn't doing it for the cheers or for the applause, but she was doing it for impact. And, you know, most of my life, I grew up really kind of thinking about, you know, my mom as she's Matt's mom, and that's what she would be called. You know, we'd, you know, whether it's at school, whether it's with friends, it was always Matt's mom. But as I got older, and especially over these last 5 years, it became very evident that I had it backwards. I had had it completely wrong. I was Connie's son. And I've had the good fortune of speaking with many of the folks that she's had that impact on besides myself, and just hearing them share what she meant in their life, it truly just like, again, opened my mind, changed my perspective. It's like, she wasn't just this hard worker that did everything for her kids. Like, she was actually impacting so many people. There are so many of her friends that just talk about what she was able to do and be there for them. There's so many of her colleagues and coworkers that talk about how she created opportunities for them in their own careers. You know, she was really big in her church family. And there were so many of those individuals that speak to the impact that Sister Connie had on them. And it just showed me that she wasn't playing. I always thought she was playing this game of like, how do I create resources for my family? How do I get a job that allows me to, you know, buy our first home, send you to college, et cetera. But she was in the impact business before I even knew what impact was. And one of the times I was visiting her, and it was actually in our last weeks, she told me that, because we would talk about the days and like what I had to do, what she had to do, when we were going to do lunch, and we were kind of going through one of the days. And she told me that she had a Zoom. And I was like, you have a Zoom? Like, what meeting do you have? And there were a group of her friends that I believe they would meet on a regular, if not every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks or so basis. And they would just get on Zoom together. Sometimes some of them were on video, some of them were off video, and they would just be in fellowship and they would just talk. And I, you know, sitting in the room, hearing her talk to her friends and hearing them share, you know, obviously I wasn't on the call, but just hearing how they were there for each other. And they talked about their family and what, you know, what has been happening with their partners or the kids or the grandkids. But then they were also there to support like doctor visits and, you know, different medicines and just really being a resource to each other to kind of help guide each other. And given everything that she had been through, I could just see the impact she was having on those other women that were on that call and how she was really helping them in the same way that she had helped me, and she had helped her family, and she had helped, you know, colleagues and whatnot. And so even up until the point where she was no longer with us, she was still trying to have impact. And it wasn't doing it to be praised. It wasn't doing, like, my mom notoriously wasn't on social media. You know, she never saw the benefit in it. She never saw why she would do it. She wasn't doing it for the likes. She was doing it to actually have that impact in other people's lives and to see them be the best they could be. And just realizing that she wasn't just doing that for me. She was doing that for so many other people. It just furthered my realization of that's the business we're in. We're in the people business, and we're trying to help as many people as possible. And that's truly where you find your purpose. That's where you find your value. That's where you find your satisfaction. And it's something that she taught me without telling me. So again, to all the mothers out there, I just want to say happy Mother's Day. And I know I'm not alone in having amazing stories about my mom and the moms in my life. And so I just encourage all of us to share a story about the moms in your life, share a story about how they've been able to help you, how they've been able to guide. And if you haven't heard the story, ask them. You know, one of the things that I cherish most dearly is that I had the chance to get on a mic and talk to my mom and ask her questions and go back and listen to it. And so I just encourage if your mom is still with you to sit down and ask those questions so you can have those stories and reflect on the stories and also hear her perspective on the stories that you think are one way. Because as I said, as I've reflected and I had a good chance to talk to her about some of these, you start to realize that what you thought was gray, it was actually probably pink, or it was actually probably yellow. It was a different color, and you weren't seeing it in the way of what at the time that mom maybe was seeing it. And so, you know, I think there's just so much we can do through stories. There's so much we can do through not only sharing our story, but hearing the story of others and being able to learn from them. And that is no doubt that mothers and the stories that they've been able to make happen are definitely great examples of that. And, you know, recognize those superheroes that are walking around in normal clothes and in our lives every day.
Until next time, I encourage you, as always, to continue to share your story
It's so important, not only for you, but for others to hear your story. And if you have any feedback or any comments about any of the podcasts, feel free to reach out to me. You can reach me at all of the social channels at Matt E. Story, or you can go to my website, www.mattestory.com.